After a warm weather delay, 16 mushers are on the trail of the Kuskokwim 300. The race started yesterday afternoon after being postponed for 2 days. Denali musher Jeff King is currently in the lead, followed closely by Martin Boozer of Big Lake and John Baker of Kotzebue. Mitch Seavey and Ken Anderson round out the tightly grouped top five. In all, 12 mushers are out of the Kalskag checkpoint, less than 100 miles from the finish line. The start date of the Tustamina 200 sled dog race on the Kenai Peninsula has been postponed for a week. The race had been scheduled to begin Saturday the 24th, but will now start January 31st at 11 a.m. Race Executive Director Tammy Murray says last week's warm, rainy weather is the culprit.
We were hoping for more snow and a little cold weather to get the trails in shape. Even if we got like 3 or 4 inches today, it still wouldn't give us enough time to start the race on Friday and get the trails ready. So giving us that extra week gives us more time to get them in shape. And that's something we're pretty famous for, is our well-marked trail.
The T200 Board of Directors made the call Saturday night. In addition to the 200-mile race, the Tustamina 100 and the 50-mile Junior T races have both been postponed. The board also decided to extend the registration deadline by a week to this Friday and increase the size of the purse from $15,000 to $20,000. This is the 25th anniversary of the T200, and Murray says it's rarely ever been postponed.
I believe they've delayed it once. And then started, and they had to cancel it one time.
She says some mushers may have to drop out due to preparations for the Yukon Quest, which starts February 14th, but she expects most of the field to remain intact.
Lance Mackey will be here. He's the returning champion. John Little, Paul Gebhardt, Dean Osmar, who's the founder of the race, will be mushing. And then also his son Tim will be mushing with Rachel Skidoris. So we've got a really fun group of mushers.
Murray says the biggest challenge will be to get race volunteers to rearrange their schedules around the new start time.